I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now it's time for Ben and Skins weekly update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
Yeah, I'm tracking them. First, I want to give everyone a heads up. If you want to hang out with Jeff Kavanaugh tonight, he will be at Du Bois in Garland, 8 to 10 p.m. Thursday night football watch party for Miller Lite. Saturday in Garland from 10 a.m. to noon, come see me at the racetrack for Dos Equis.
Oh, wow.
We give away a huge cooler, a big Cowboys autograph football, 10 to noon Saturday morning in Garland at the racetrack off Garland Avenue.
Love it, man.
First story of the weekday update. Choose your own adventure, boys.
Okay.
Do you want the story about the butt implants or the story about the farting boob?
I mean, it's hard to go wrong with either one.
Yeah.
But let's
you need
go
to find
with
a good butt
boob.
Doctor.
Yeah, I was going to go farting boob as well.
These are what I would call select, I mean, just choice stories.
It sounds like a medical miracle.
If Witten was in a Cowboys uniform at a local grocery store searching for stories,
right?
He would see these stories and go, "That's choice."
Right.
All right. So this lady, she's 32 now.
Yep.
At the age of 23, she got a boob job to impress her boyfriend. Her name's Emily Nolan.
Okay. So her boyfriend didn't know it was a surprise boob job?
It was a surprise.
Nice.
And he basically made some comment to her, like, well, you'll never... She was trying to be a model, and he was like, "You'll never make it. Your boobs aren't big enough, huh?" And, you know...
Surprise, motherfucker.
So she goes, she gets the boob job at the age of 23. They ended up breaking up.
That's shocking.
So at some point... So she started talking about kind of in her late 20s, she was starting to have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, because she had huge ones, and it was weighing her down. I mean, let's be honest.
How big did she go?
36 double D.
Woo! Let me see a pic.
Okay.
Oh, you got a picture?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is that when they were 36 double D?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I got to walk over there and take it in.
What do you mean, take it in?
All right.
I'm saying okay, like it's acceptable. What are you saying?
I think she wears them well.
So she was a professional model at 16 years old for 8 years, and then she basically has the implants. Then they get bigger. Then she had a situation where she admits, and she's just now admitting this after time. Mm-hmm. Every time she raised her arms, unlike DeAndre Jordan was doing last night.
Yeah, he refused to raise his arms.
He has a farting dude.
Her boobs would make a farting noise.
So and that's what she blamed her farts on?
Okay, that's the question.
Embarrassment in public places.
It was the dog. And then she didn't have a dog. She's like, "Oh, it's my boobs." Sorry.
So, do you guys think it sounds like what Shippy's rolling out there, or do you think it's like more elongated? Those are quick bursts.
Well, if she's... All right, hold on, Shippy. If she's raising her arms slowly... Sounds
okay.
Like it's. I'm slowly lifting up this big heavy box. I'll put it on the shelf. I'm getting it up on the shelf. Oh, there it is. Or if it's like, I'm gonna
like
wave,
a volleyball spike.
Yeah, if I'm gonna. Here's the sound of her farting boob. If she's gonna wave down a taxi in New York. Taxi. No.
No.
You don't get it, Shippy. It's a quick one.
Yeah.
If her arm goes up quick. Yeah. Her arm goes up quickly. Well, taxi.
Hold on. I'd like to hear what it sounds like if she's doing jumping jacks.
All right.
Wow. Her arms are flapping like crazy.
She does specifically say also don't necessarily think raising them vertical. She said it happened the time.
Oh, no. She reaches out to someone?
No. Yeah.
She reached out for a hug.
She reached out to hug an old friend.
Thank you. I haven't seen you in a while. I'm reaching out to hug you.
That's
Sorry. That was my boob. Sorry.
So, what does it sound like then if she reached out, hugged someone, and then held them real tight?
I don't know, man.
Shippy does.
So.
Oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Now I think it's kind of interesting that that's the one. So here's what she says. She said, "Whenever I'd lift my arms to hug a friend, the implants would make an awful, embarrassing fart noise." She said, "You could hear the noise every time I raised my arms, which was truly the straw that broke the camel's back for me."
Yep.
She ended up getting a reduction. Now she's happily married.
Okay.
And it just wanted to kind of be a she went down to a 36B.
Okay.
And she kind of wanted to go public to tell everyone that, hey, you don't have to go get implants to impress everyone.
Right.
She said also the double D chest would prevent her from exercising because, you know, it would hurt too much.
Right.
So she got the reduction. She's now healthy. She's gotten fit. There she is now happily doing all the exercising, going to the gym, living a healthy life, things she couldn't do because of her implants. So I just want to give her props.
Okay.
For going out and coming public. It's a good PSA.
Yeah.
For boob implant awareness.
It's kind of like, you know, hi, do you have farting boobs? I too have been there. And it can be a tough, tough thing for you emotionally, mentally, as well as problems in the workplace. That's why I recommend 36 C's.
So she just went to smaller size and eliminated the farting?
She went double D to B, yeah.
I think really, though.
Just perky, non-farting?
Yeah.
I think it went probably.
Lost weight and all that stuff.
I don't think it was the size. I think it was just she had one bad boob in there.
She had an air. Somebody maybe left a squeaky toy in there.
I think it was a prank. It was
air pouch.
A prank by the doctor to put one of those whoopee cushions in there instead of an implant. So she had one boob and one whoopee cushion in there.
So if you found the perfect woman, and she was perfect in every way, Kevin, you're out there a single man in America.
Talking about my wife.
She had everything you could ever want, except she had a farting boob. Would that be a deal breaker?
Oh. So let's see here. What kind of personality?
Was that a fart?
The best, like hilarious.
So you loved she's her. Funny?
Well, but in a way that's not really, doesn't step on your jokes.
She's funny.
I'm the funny guy. So.
She's funny when she needs to be.
Yeah. Funny. She has the perfect personality that you would dream for if you, like, rubbed on a genie bottle.
Like Christina Aguilera.
I should probably identify what all those things are first before.
What are they?
I don't know.
She's perfect for you, but she has a farting boob. Are you in or out?
In.
Is it accompanied with a smell?
She got a job?
Or is it just the sound?
Huh?
Is she got a job? Is she bringing in good 401k?
I mean, she works at the circus in the farting boob tent.
What part of perfect?
You can't really tell your friends that.
What part of perfect does he not understand?
I don't understand. Let me move past you. Shippy.
Yes.
Shippy, find the perfect girl in every way, but she's got a farting boob. Is it a deal breaker?
Nope, I'm in. I don't care.
I think he's actually looking for that. Shippy loves bits. He loves bits.
I thought I was going to get married, and then she went down to a B.
Okay, so if... a farting boob, you asked an important question, Skin. Does it make a smell?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a geyser hole, right? Like, it's just there's no air escaping the body. It's that noise being made internally, right?
I think if a geyser hole is being so aggressive, though, are you saying that it violently leaves her body?
Yeah, she said under one of the boobs there was a small hole.
Oh, no.
That's what it was, dude.
From the surgery. No, it was. It absolutely
Yeah,
was
that's what it was. Yeah. They should have patched that thing up with, like, a fix-a-flat or something.
here's a piece of gum.
So if she knew she was going to do it, like, if she was going to go to Sporting Event and do the wave, she could just put, like, a piece of gum on it, plug the hole.
I know you guys don't tell me it's a bad movie, but a Vegas Vacation, and they're in the Hoover Dam, and the water's leaking, and Clark starts chewing a bunch of gum and trying to plug on the holes.
I don't think I ever saw Vegas
And
Vacation.
Then the leak starts filling up a piece of gum, and the gum starts turning into a big bubble. And the tourer walks away and leaves him, and he gets trapped at the top of the Hoover Dam. It's so funny.
All right, I'm finally gonna get around to Vegas Vacation tonight. That sounds amazing.
Second story of the weekday update. Or as Manny would say, it's a great story. There was a brawl at the Miss Bum Bum contest. Now, we talked about the Miss Bum Bum contest.
It's a great story.
Amazing Bum Bum.
The Miss Bum Bum, don't say what is that, but we talk about this on our show once a year.
Is this the Bitty Bitty Bum Bum?
No, it's the Brazilian huge, it's the biggest contest in Brazil.
Is this Madison Bumgarner?
No, they have the big butt contest, okay? They celebrate the country's prettiest butts. Well, two contestants started fighting after one accused the other of, let's say, enhancing her assets.
Okay, all right.
If you will.
Yep.
Will you? Ellen Santana was crowned Miss Bum Bum 2018, but she was stripped of her winner's sash by a rival. Came up and took the sash off of her.
Oh, you can't do that. You can't
do
that.
You took the sash off of her. She blew a stop to hype. You're not the winner, Miss Santana. And she's up there going, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
So did they fight?
They had a fight.
I mean, like, was there blood or farting poops or anything?
The 27-year-old massage therapist slammed the winner, saying it's a farce. Her butt is bogus.
Now
creating tension.
Oh, right.
She's claiming that the fake butt won the best butt competition?
Yes.
And did she have any proof?
No.
Well, I got a question, though. Is it the best natural butt competition or just the best butt competition?
They have rules.
It's like steroids.
We didn't discuss this, but I know I sent this to you in one of the emails. There was a big situation about 2 months ago where contestants who had entered were eliminated.
Because of the fake
butt.
They went
through the check and they had fake butts. They had eliminated a few of them a couple months ago.
Right.
Because they were working their way. They probably had to go to contest to get to the big one, you know.
Ben, what do you think the committee does to determine the realness of the butt?
I think it's a squeeze test.
Is that right?
And I'd like to go ahead and say, as a service to America, to volunteer for that.
Well, now, Ben, they do a twerk and all that.
I was going to say me too, but I kind of thought I shouldn't say that.
They oil up the butts and they make them twerk. They make them do this. Now, get this, she goes.
Why are you standing up grabbing your butt while you're showing?
This story's impressive to me.
You're acting out the story.
So the person who didn't win, that's why I do it, pluckers. The person who didn't win, she goes, I fulfilled all the rules of the game. My butt is real. But her butt is plastic.
Man, you desexualized the whole contest with that voice you just rolled out.
What, this Sofia Vergara voice?
By standing up, you ruined it.
They had to pull them apart.
What?
Oh, the cheeks?
Yeah. What did they pull apart?
They had to put, no, not the cheeks. The contestants.
Oh. Okay. I didn't know how they made the determination. Yeah. It's a fair question.
The winner of the contest gets $50,000 and then would also get $17,500 in endorsement deals.
$17,500?
And then you immediately become one of South America's top celebrities, just like that.
Dude, and like some of the economic despair that's going on down there, you might become their richest celebrity.
Excuse me, sir. Look, we want to honor you being here. I'm sorry, ma'am. We want to honor you being here. But, your butt is why you're a celebrity. Would you mind doing a handstand in your seat so everyone can see that your butt is here?
Could you spit on your head while doing the splits in the air? We're trying to make sure we determine the winner.
Oh, man.
You guys have a problem with a fake butt?
I don't know that I've ever encountered one.
You know, we've had stories locally of a couple shady, died. Yeah.
Someone died because it was
silicone infection.
I thought it was a good idea to get a fake butt from this guy in his van at Redbird Mall.
Yeah.
Turned out it was probably not a good medical decision.
But, I mean, people have been wanted and, like, I mean.
Everybody wants a
prison.
Big old butt.
No,
I like big butts, and I can't lie.
But just, we've got the joke all the time we always do when someone's gone. They had butt implants. That's why they missed a show.
Right.
I think that's a joke.
Right,
not a joke.
One of my favorite moments is when the fan Twitter account tweeted out when Ben was out one day.
Oh, my God.
He had butt plug surgery.
Ben's out to go get butt plugs.
No, I think they said butt plug surgery, which was the most shocking.
They said it's Ben out to go get butt plugs.
Guys, I got to use personal day. I'm swinging by the sex shop.
I mean, how many people who...
Permanent butt plug.
Like, I think the Tolos might get it, but, man, there's probably some people out there who probably sit there and like,
who is in charge?
What's going on? Maybe they follow Ben. But
Josh Clark dunked on you that day. He'd been laying in the cut waiting to surprise you on Twitter. Boy, did he get you.
A butt plug.
And you lost that endorsement for that other sex toy shop. Oh, man, if he's going to get a permanent butt plug, we can't have him sponsor this.
Oh.
I remember being a kid and I tried to ruin a road trip our family was taking because I was mad about having to take a road trip. So I was lighting up a car. I think they wanted me to get a surgically implanted butt plug. You don't get a butt. Like Kevin, everything you've told us, a butt plug is temporary.
Yeah. Just need it until you don't need it.
Until you wrap it all up.
And as the great Jonathan Shipman said, and that's sports.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate that. Marginally good job by you there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.